From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Hot dogs, peanuts, Cracker Jack. At most ballparks, the lineup of snacks is pretty much the same. But to the vendors who wander the stands, pitching these items to hungry fans, all ballpark food is not created equal. As Sarah Varney reports from member station KQED in San Francisco, some snacks are a tougher sell than others.
There is one item every baseball vendor fears: sunflower seeds.
I got a new angle, you know, like MC vendor. You know, I like to sell the sunflower seeds. They're good for your needs, and whatnot.
Fate deals a heavy hand to the fledgling baseball vendor. Max Siegel is the low man on the totem pole, and he gets last pick of snacks for tonight's game. Vendors take home a 20% commission on their sales, so getting a hot-selling item is key. Down here in the basement of Pac Bell Park, 1 hour before game time, vendors line up by seniority and decide which snacks they'll sell in the stands tonight.
Well, they're just an overall good seller. It seems like it's pretty warm out today, so I'll see how I can do.
I think I'm going to rope them and jack them. In other words, red ropes and Cracker Jacks.
Harvey Long started out as a 9-year-old selling peanuts at ball games in Sacramento. He's been vending for the Giants and Oakland A's since 1986.
It's kind of like acting. You're performing. You're trying to get the fans' attention, like, you know, like Neil. Beer here, ice cold ball of beer. I mean, with Cracker Jacks, you know, just Cracker Jacks, red rope. Hot dog, you say, red hots here, cotton candy, sugar on the stick. How many bags did you like over there, you know?
And leading off for your San Francisco Giants, second baseman, number 5, Ray Durham.
There are a few rules to vending. Watch out for pop flies, that's first. Next, don't tread on another vendor's territory. If a guy's selling hot dogs down one aisle, don't go down there. And last, hustle. Really hustle. Which proves to be more of a challenge for Max Siegel and his sunflower seeds than anyone else.
I don't really think sunflower seeds are like a very good thing to be selling, which is kind of why I ended up with them, because like I'm last on the list.
Max says he's still working on his rap for sunflower seeds. He figures he'll make more sales with a catchy pitch.
I sell sunflower seeds across the stands, trying to make money off the Giants fans. I had some better verses for lemonade yesterday. Lemonade. It's got what you need, vitamin C. It's good for you, it's good for your body. I'd like to sell lemonade to the hotties. That's it. I'm done.
By the end of the night, the Giants crushed the Colorado Rockies. But Harvey, their Red Ropes and Cracker Jack vendor, will go home with $45 in his pocket, which is more than Max Siegel, the fledgling sunflower seed guy. Max made $25. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Varney in San Francisco.